Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and welcome to another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. Got a great guest. We were just together this weekend at our Discovery Weekend at Life West, where we bring students together, prospective students together. I have Dr. Rebecca Wilson with me today from San Mateo area, from actually Foster City, California. So welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We're going to have fun. Rebecca came to the college this weekend on a panel of doctors to talk to prospective students, answer questions. And I have to tell you, Doc, you were incredible. I mean, incredible. We already set this interview up way in advance, but I'll give you a little bit of background about Dr. Rebecca. She graduated in 2003 from Palmer West. That means that 20 years, you hit that mark. I used to think, man, I can't wait. I say, can't wait till I get to 20 years. I've made it, you know? And now I'm at
40. Unreal.
I'm at 40.
It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't, but I graduated from Palmer West, went right into independent contracting in an office, spent 6 years there, started growing a practice, moved into her current space, 14 years ago, has just been taking off and just doing amazing things. And she's got a booming, very, very successful practice, but she's been involved in a lot of things. She was involved in the CCA San Mateo District Chapter, which is a large chapter in California. She was president for a number of years, vice president, secretary. She's been mentoring doctors. She's been teaching students, teaching technique. She does a tremendous amount. And on top of that, she's got a 4-year-old daughter, which is just absolutely beautiful. She was here with her princess dress the other day. Excited to go to Disneyland. Are you guys leaving this week to Disneyland?
We're leaving Friday until Tuesday.
There you go. She was ready. She was already dressed and ready to go. Phenomenal husband. Her practice, her sister runs the practice. And so it's a family practice. And just so much to be able to share with us on chiropractic. And I really want to just kind of dive into what you're doing, the things that you're that are happening. And one thing I know, Rebecca, that whether you know it or not, but the word on the street, and the chiropractic street is a big boulevard, right, is that your communication of chiropractic is very, very strong. Like, I'm talking about from you to patients and from you to people thinking about being patients, whatever it might be, And I want to touch into that because a lot of people call it selling. We do sell. I mean, obviously we're selling health, right?
Absolutely.
What we do. I don't care what you do. You're always doing something if you want someone. But let's talk about that because, I know that you do a phenomenal job with that. And I think there's a lot of tips that we can be able to pull out of it. When someone's going to say, what techniques do you use for your communication of chiropractic or talking to patients or even lay people? How would you start with that?
Well, I think communication is key. And the reason why is, as you had said, we are selling health. If we don't sell health, they're going to go into the medical field and then we lose them. Unfortunately, most people actually don't go to chiropractors as the first line of defense for health. It's usually the last. So we're always trying to get up there to be able to figure out, okay, how are we going to bring them into our train of thought? And that does come through selling. Yeah. Schools teach us great technique. They do have business classes, but outside of school, you can actually get even deeper into knowing how to be able to properly speak to the patient. Now, we're subluxation based here, so I definitely speak about the subluxation. I go through the bone, the choking of the nerve, and I actually have what's called the neuropathelator, where if you actually push a button, you know what I'm talking about. You're old school like me. So I still use that, where it's actually this diagram and it lights up if it goes to your C1, C2, C7, and it actually tells you what organ is affected if you have the subluxation there. And we really dumb it down for the patient so they have an understanding of exactly what's going on with their body.
Right. What's the demographic? Like, who are you seeing in your practice?
So we have all walks of life here. My youngest patient was 10 hours old. My oldest is 99. However, our specific demographic is anywhere typically from 25 to 55, and they're software engineers, which means they sit all day in front of their computers and they have chronic pain. We love chronic pain patients because we know typically 90%, 95% of the time, we can help them get out of pain.
And then you turn them on to the chiropractic lifestyle and, you know.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people have no idea what health is. Obviously, it stems from the nervous system, you know, above, down, inside out. And then we teach them how to be able to have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah. So my question to you is this. We got, you know, you have software engineers.
Yes.
You can't dumb it down too much for them because these are pretty bright people, you know.
They're analytical.
They're very analytical. Exactly. Exactly. So how do you communicate to your analyticals? So, you know, because we can communicate to our touchy-feely people or our kinesthetic.
Yes. You know? Yes.
But the analyticals, what are you doing?
So I have what's called day one, day two system. I learned it from Everest. So through my coach, because everybody should have a coach, right? Because even Tiger Woods, he has a coach. So I've learned through the years something called the social styles test. It's a personality that we understand what type of person comes in. So I have my sister running the office. I have an office manager and my chiropractic assistant up front. So when when we speak to them over the phone, so my sister will speak to them over the phone. Now she knows what personality types there are. So there's amiable, analytical, there's expressive, driver. And so by the way that they speak, we know how to be able to communicate with them. So if they're analytical, we know, sit back, have all the information that they need. The analyticals are the ones who are going to ask the most questions. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people don't like it. A lot of doctors don't like it when patients ask a lot of questions when they're trying to buy. But that is one of the best things that a patient can do because they're interested. And analyticals will ask a lot of questions. Yeah. So we know exactly how to direct our personality type towards them.
Yeah. But what's so cool is this, at least what I'm getting, is that, you know, if someone's going to go buy a car, right, or buy a house, they want to get pre-qualified, right?
Yes.
You're pre-qualifying, not whether they take care or not, but you're pre-qualifying just the consultation mm-hmm. by the phone conversations.
Yep.
And it'll be able to kind of peg who's, you know, where they fit in. Are they amiable? Are they, you know, that kind of thing. I think that's brilliant because instead of having you in the consultation, having to figure this out while you're talking to them, right? You know, you can actually focus in and know, good, I'm going in with an expressive, you know exactly how to talk. I'm going in with someone who's kinesthetic. I'm going to be using touchy-feely kind of things, you know, that to be able to explain that stuff, right? Analytics, information,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Total information. It's beautiful.
And you touched upon that. We really do pre-qualify patients before they come in. We maybe get 50 phone calls in terms of new patients a month. We maybe accept 20. Wow. And the reason why is because not everyone will fit into the demographic and the style of my office. We're a very fast-paced office. So we want to make sure that, number one, we know that we can help you. And number two, you will actually fit into the community of the office. And not everyone will do that. Because one sour apple, we know what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you do with the other, you know, whatever the number is, you know, if you take in, you have 50 calls, you take in 25, the other 25, are you sending them to other places or?
Absolutely. We have chiropractors that I send them to all the time, all the time. Like every single day, I send people to other chiropractors every single day because you know what? We can't take them all, yeah. Nor really do I want to take them all. Yes.
And I mean, I want our viewers to know you got a very volume practice, right? You know, but the other thing is you keep your people, you know,
I will say that I've been practicing 20 years. My patients, I have so many patients who've been with me since day one. And we're talking 20 years.
Yeah.
They have grandchildren who are my age now. What? That's incredible. People who are pregnant. And, you know, I have a lot of dancers, young dancers, and the parents were pregnant. And then now the kids are 14 years old and they weren't even a thought when I started practicing with the patient. It's insane. So we have a lot of maintenance patients who see us weekly.
Yeah, and it's beautiful because, you know, when you look at it, I just had this discussion with somebody else just recently. Maybe it was over the weekend or yesterday about new patients, right? Because when you really look at it, you know, if we held on to our people, even if we held on to 50% of our people, right, you know, for lifetime care, right, whether that's once a month, once every 2 weeks, whatever it might be for somebody, you know, we'll call it wellness care, whatever you want to call it. If you get to the point where you don't need to have a lot more new patients coming in, you know, but we don't have, you know, in chiropractic, we're always looking for new patients and looking for new patients. And really the bottom line is we just need more chiropractors, right?
We do.
You saw that this weekend. I mean, there was about 70 plus, you know, prospective students that were here. And you saw that, you know, we just need more. If we had more chiropractors, we'd have more patients, right? More
people. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will say your maintenance patients truly are the bread and butter of your practice. To get that lump sum that, you know, maybe they're on debit system every month, and to get that lump sum, that's fantastic. That helps maintain your practice. And if you want new patients here and there, it's fantastic. Absolutely. To help you grow.
Absolutely. And, you know, the beautiful thing about the wellness patients are that you know them, you know what to expect. If there's nothing unforeseen coming in, so to speak, you know.
You're just checking them.
Exactly. Checking them. And then, you know, and they're living their lives to their fullest, which is the best thing, you know, obviously end result is that they're living their life like that. Well, good. So we're bringing people in, you're communicating and doing this stuff, but obviously there's got to be processes in place because I think, and I don't know, this is my feeling. I think a lot of chiropractors lose their patients is during the processes that happen. They can bring them in and they can work with them at the beginning, right? And then if the processes and systems aren't there, it's like just having a leaky bucket, right? Things are just kind of go through.
You know, as a consultant to other chiropractors, the biggest thing that people are missing in their practice are systems and processes. So what happens is they go into practice and they're exhausted. They just don't know how to run inside the practice. Sure, you may have good technique, but if you don't have the systems and processes, right down to re-exams every 12 visits, to the process of the music, how they come in. We say here, healing starts the moment you walk through our door. So it's about that. It's about being able to know exactly where they're going to do, where they're going to go. So if they're going to go on a wobble chair, we all know they're going to be there for 5 minutes. Then they're going to go into the adjusting room. Then they're going into the therapy room. So we know exactly what they're going to do. Then we know, okay, well, this patient needs re-x-rays in 3 months. We have everything set up. Absolute to the minute and to the day that they may get a neck orthotic, or they're going to have new x-rays, or we're going to teach them a new therapy, or we do a re-exam. So every single visit, we know exactly what's going to happen. So what we do in the morning is we do morning huddles. So we know exactly, we talk about all the people who are coming in the morning. And then the afternoon after lunch, we talk about all the people who are coming in afternoon. So there are no surprises whatsoever.
I love it. And, you know, with that kind of process like that, you create room, you create growth, you create capacity just to keep having more. Yes. It's interesting because we did the same thing, Mary and I, in our practice. We were so strong on re-exams. I mean, we were strong. It was, you know, after the first month and then every 2 months afterwards. And when we'd grade them, we'd show them where they are. We did all objective criteria. We didn't even touch the patient really, except for leg checks, because it didn't do anything for us on how we were going to take care of them. So we didn't really palpate. It wasn't part of what we did for our technique. But they would come in and say, yeah, doc, I'm getting a re-exam next week. They knew continually what was happening. And I think that, you know, what alluding to what I heard from you is that when they get invested in their care also, knowing that they're going to have an exam in your office every 12 visits, they know what's coming up. It's not, the first one might be a surprise. I don't think about it. The second one maybe, but after that, they just know it. And as long as we're reporting to them and showing them, this is what you're doing, they're getting feedback and information and boom, you know, they're going to, that's what people keep coming because, you know, they don't come because they feel better. They come because they want to be there.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
They can feel better a million different ways. They can feel better on drugs. You know, yeah. They're coming because they know it's the right place to be and that their health is changing, right? You know, that's so huge, you know. So if you were to pick out, and obviously what you said, your front desk every day, you guys know what's going on. They know when the exams are. They know all this stuff. You know, somebody listening might go, oh, man, yeah, that sounds so perfect, but it just sounds like a lot of work. Like we got to figure all this out and be able to, be able to time all this stuff and da 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 da. You know, talk about that because, you know, I think we got to dispel that belief.
Right. So I will say, yes, it is challenging up front. And the reason why is because change is hard, but change can be very fruitful. But you need someone to be able to help you, guide you through the processes of, well, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. Because if you just take it upon yourself to say, okay, all right. So Dr. Wilson said, I need systems and processes. And then they're like, well, what is it? You need guidance and how to be able to do that. And that's what I help with. But, you know, it's about being able to know exactly what you need to do. But again, it may be difficult in the beginning because, of course, it was difficult for me too. I don't like change. But once we have that, it is like smooth sailing now. It has been one of the best things ever is to have all the systems and processes put in place. And not only that, but we have the manuals. We have a specific manual. If anything happens, go to the manual. We know exactly what to do, what to do, what to do. And that's what my office manager made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And listen, and I think what we're creating is predictability, right?
That's what the patients love. They don't want to be surprised. They want exactly to know what, they want to know exactly what's going to happen when they come in your practice. It's the surprises that get them off kilter and they don't like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what was your chiropractic story? Like, how did you get into chiropractic? You grew up, and I didn't even know this. I just heard you say over the weekend, you know, that you grew up in San Francisco?
I did. I was born in Portugal and I was raised in San Francisco. So my single mother with three children brought us over and we were raised in San Francisco. And so, okay. So my claim to fame is this. So I'm a martial artist and my god uncle. So my grandmother adopted Jet Li, you know, the martial artist.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So he could get his green card.
But that's your uncle?
We call him, yeah, the god uncle. So yes. So he had his kids here at my uncle's house in San Francisco.
Wait, so, your real uncle's house?
Yes, my real uncle's house.
Okay.
And so he and I would train together whenever he was in the United States.
Right.
So I did something called Wushu. It was a martial art and I did it for 13 years. So one day I did this, it's called an inside jump crescent kick, where you basically spin 360 in the air and you land on your buttocks with your legs twisted. It's crazy. We're all crazy like that. However, I landed incorrectly. I landed with my spine straight versus forward in flexion and immediately had severe low back pain. And I had sciatica going down both legs. I remember we all went to lunch hour. I couldn't sit. And this went on for a long time. And you know what I did? I popped Advil. And I didn't know I was addicted to Advil because I was so young. And it was 20 years ago. No one ever told you about, oh, be careful. Look at you now. So I went to physical therapy. I went to acupuncture. And I support those therapies. It just didn't work for me. And then I went to a medical doctor and they said, you need to have surgery. It's a 50-50 chance of you getting better. I had a colleague whose brother, you may know him, Dr. Alden Suhu.
Yes, of course.
Yes. He changed my life. Yes.
Alden's in Hong Kong. He's practicing in Hong Kong.
No. Alden Suhu.
Oh.
Oh. He is Soho.
Yes, I know.
Not Alvin. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's practicing in Hong Kong. Yes. This chiropractor practices in South San Francisco, and he would adjust me. It changed my life and the trajectory of where I was going to go in life. And because it was so significant, I became a chiropractor.
Wow.
Yeah, from severe, I mean severe sciatica to here I am.
That is huge. That is crazy. That is just nuts. And so from that, obviously, and then you went to school, right?
Yes.
You knew you were going to stay in the Bay Area. I just want to give kudos to your mom, because a single mom with three kids,
yes,
from Portugal to San Francisco.
Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is.
That's amazing. I know you're very close. Your family's very close. I know, you know, that if you ever leave the country, your mom is going everywhere you go.
Exactly.
And your sister and her family. I know that. But I just think it's just amazing. I had no idea about that story and no idea about Jet Li.
Yeah. Most people don't.
People, when you were dating, you go, oh, yeah, don't worry, that's my Uncle Jet, you know, kind of thing. And they're probably more, oh, my God, Jet Li, I want to meet your uncle kind of deal, you know?
It's kind of funny. I have a trophy here that's as tall as I am. Yeah. So I tell the patients, you see that? I'm a black belt in martial arts. Don't mess with me. Just look at me.
I love it. And your daughter, will she be doing martial arts?
I'm sorry?
Will you have your daughter get into martial arts?
You know, I'm the type of mom where what she wants to do is I'm fine with it. As long as it's not football.
But I will tell you this, martial arts, because I studied martial arts for years and years and years. The discipline from it is really what it is.
That's what it is.
And it's also the non-arrival. You know, you never arrive. Like, you know this, when you become a black belt, that's when you pretty much start to learn, right?
Yes. Very good. Yes.
It's very true, you know, and the interesting thing related to chiropractic too is because, you know, we think we get to a level, you know, and then we kind of plateau, and then we just want to keep going up and up. But what they don't realize is that we learn everything on the plateau, and then poof, yes, you go up, then there's another plateau. And it's, you know, that's martial arts, right?
Yes. And that's where I see a lot of clients. You need to be hungry for this field. It's not about being not only hungry, but it's about being able to sustain it so you don't get complacent. So with martial arts, you have to perfect that technique. It's not only a plancher, no, it's through. So it's about learning and continually learning so you can be even better than where you are right now. Right now, 20 years, I can still be even better. Who am I to say, oh, I'm the best? I know I'm not, but I continually work on getting better and better, not only for myself and for growth, because if you don't grow, you die. Not only for that, for myself, but also my patients deserve it.
Yeah. And, you know, the other piece related to chiropractic is that, you know, you look at what we're doing, you know, in chiropractic, right? Or let's talk about martial arts. You look at what you're doing in martial arts, and when you're in the studio, you can have someone walk in who is the most unathletic person in the world, and they will become a good martial artist. Mm-hmm. You can have someone be the best athlete in the world, and they could be a good martial artist. Anyone can be a good martial artist. And it's the same relatable thing in chiropractic. People say, oh, well, I don't have the personality. You don't need a person. You can be quiet and do phenomenal. You can be, you know, soft and do phenomenal. You could be loud and do phenomenal. You know, it's not about us, you know, but it really, I feel it's just about that discipline to be able to really understand what you want and then move forward with that and be able to find your sweet spot, right? And
absolutely, yeah.
Make that happen. And I learned that through martial arts, you know, because my martial arts class, I was amazed when people come in at the very beginning, and when I was a red belt and they were a white belt, and you're just going, okay, let's see how that person does. And before you know it, you know, a year and a half later, they're like, you know, it's so cool. And we could do the same thing. Like you said, keep perfecting. When obviously from martial arts, you get a lot of certainty.
Yes.
Like, come on. You know, that's one thing. And that's the interesting thing why martial artists, as you know this, don't get into fights and they don't get into stuff. They don't even attract that, right? Because there's certainty within themselves of who they are. They know they never have to use it, that they do it for their internal self, right? Certainty in practice, or certainty in technique even, because I know you teach technique, and that's such a perfect thing for you, Doc, because, you know, you're teaching technique to women, showing them how to use their bodies and showing them what to do. I know they're going to get you to the college to do that here. Talk about that. Talk about certainty in technique.
You know, it's kind of funny. I remember my first adjustment, and I remember taking that neck and thrusting and having the most amazing experience. And it's not, I think all of that with that speed of the technique came from the certainty. It's from the martial arts technique background that I have, where everything is specific and you perfect on it. And you're right, it is about the certainty. It's about knowing how you can change the way that your body is functioning while you're adjusting a patient. So especially for someone who, I'm not that tall, I'm 5'4 on good days. So, you know, I make sure that, you know, I have the high-low, you know, hill airdrop tables to make sure it works for me. You know, I will tell you this, pre-being pregnant, I 100% side posture at everyone. And during pregnancy, I was still tiny, only gained 23 pounds, but I felt that I needed to change my technique, and I started to learn drop table even more. That changed me. Not only did it help me and my body, but I saw my patients hold their adjustments longer. Not to say that side posture doesn't, but wow, I will tell you, because I had certainty in my technique, my patients have been with me for years, decades, never questioned. I never had one person question me when I changed the technique to drop table. And now I'm saying about 96%, 98% all drop table. Nice. Because you want to be able to save yourself. This is the thing about the long term benefits for your body. Because I will tell you, when I first started, I was hurting myself. I was adjusting a 300-pound grandma side posture, and I remember hurting my shoulder. Well, we all have our limitations. So number one, get a great table. And number two, work on your technique so you are certain you can provide an incredible adjustment for the patient.
Yeah, and I think what you said, get a great table. So
yes. Yes.
I mean, if you can't afford, someone can't afford a $15,000 table or $25,000, but they can always get a table for $5,000 that they can pump hydraulically to lift up and go down.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it's so important, because I mean, obviously that's the shoes that we play in, so to speak.
Yes. Absolutely. It's so important.
You're not going to wear sandals playing basketball or football in a professional league. You know, it's not going to work. So I love that. But the other piece that you talked about was just saving your body, because I don't think that, I think when we're younger, I'll tell you right now, you know, I was adjusting thousands of people a week side posture. So, you know, so if there was times it by two, both sides, whatever it might be, you know, my body, it took a big toll on my body. And with Mary and I in the same office, you know, and same tables, right, we had to get tables that were in between us, so to speak. So they were a little bit too low for me and a little bit too high for her, but they had the fit so that we could both use the same tables and see the same people. And yeah, you know, my body took its toll, and I literally did what you said. I just transferred over and I started doing more drop work, still doing my technique, still doing my analysis, but started doing more drop work, getting just as good of results and less pressure on my body. And I love what you said. It's the long haul, isn't it? It's the long game. And I think we think too much about the short game, you know? It's Man, true. Rebecca, we can go on. I mean, you are so...
Yeah. I so much to talk about.
You're just amazing. And I know our viewers got a lot out of this. I know I did. And, you know, and it's truly, whether it's martial arts, whether it's whatever it is, I think it's just forming discipline.
Yes.
So that's really what it's about, being able to focus and do that. And people are going to do this the rest of their lives, be professionals. And professionals mean put your time in. You know, you don't stop. Keep putting
it. You
are awesome. Well, listen, thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you.
You are just incredible, ball of energy. But I really appreciate you. I appreciate all you do for chiropractic in the Bay Area. I appreciate all you do for the college because you are a big supporter of the college and you know, and our students. And anytime I make a phone call, you're here, you're doing that. So thank you for who you are. Please tell your Portuguese mother that she definitely has a wonderful, she raised a beautiful child. And I know your daughter is going to be just amazing. I watched her run around, you know, on Saturday, and she's just, she's a ball of energy and just beautiful and just full of life. So thank you. Thanks for being with us today.
And thank you. I love you. I love Life West. You guys are amazing over there. So anytime I can serve.
And we keep moving in that direction. We're always going to keep getting there, right?
I love that.
We have to do. And to our viewers, thank you, man. You know, Dr. Rebecca dropped a ton of bombs today. Go back and re-listen to this. But I want to thank you for all the people. You know, this has grown. I mean, we're getting so many views on these, and it's because of you. It's because of what you're sharing. It's because, you know, you're sharing it with others. I think that every one of our guests, but especially Dr. Rebecca, there's things that people need to hear about taking care of themselves, taking care of their bodies, you know, understanding. I love that first visit, you know, before they even come to the first visit, really finding out who that patient is before they even step in the door and, you know, being able to know that so we can communicate the best to them. Just really, really good stuff. And I appreciate you for sharing this and for coming back, you know, continually. We drop these life leadership lines every other week. The opposite weeks, we drop our Life by Life West. That's with myself and Dr. Mary and my wife. And, you know, we just appreciate you. Keep loving those around you and keep sharing the word of chiropractic, sharing the word of health, sharing your truth. And most of all, take care of yourself, because we need to be around a long time so we can do a lot of great things with this art called chiropractic as we move forward. So until we come back at you next time, from Dr. Rebecca and myself, we'll say thank you, we'll say goodbye, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.